Okay, so I've got three.
Now, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to start reading in verse 14. I'll read down to 21. That's kind of a springboard for the rest of it. I'll comment very briefly. Father, I pray you, keep your heart, but you need to close your mind to speak to you. Help us. And verse 21 says, do truth. Verse 14, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so was the Son of Man be lifted up. What is that? Let's read the Son of Man. That whosoever believes in it should not perish, but have eternal life. Claims John 3:3. That's the man born again. The famous verse in the Bible. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him, not perish, have everlasting life. There's another way. No. God sent not his son in the world, and never the world, but that the world through him might be. He showed up. He didn't show up to condemn. Say, well, he didn't show up to condemn, we're all set then. He that believes on him is not condemned. Thank you, Jesus. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he is not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. We talked about this. Let me briefly say, go to heaven. God said, what have you done with my son? Nah, I didn't think much of him. I sent him to the world to die for your sins. Yeah, whatever. Don't care. It doesn't really matter to me. What kind of firm footing do you think you're on? I've had people tell me, like, I'm good in the situation. I think I'm going to be real good. I'll be able to. Really? Really? That's your plan? Okay. Just out of pure friendship, you might want to come up with a plan. I'm just saying. He that believes in God is condemned already because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Why? Okay. I'm glad you asked that question. He's going to answer. This is condemnation. Light, capital L should be, is coming to the world and men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because I don't choose Jesus, I choose sin. I like sin. I want to be the captain of my own destiny. God ain't coming around here telling me what to do. You remember? We won't have this man rule over us. We have no king but Caesar. Give us Barabbas. He's not my God. He's not gonna tell me what to do. Really? This is it. Light's coming to the world, men love darkness rather than light. Everyone that doeth evil, hateth the light, after love, means that he sees neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth, what is that? If you believe in truth, you don't do truth. How do I know that I believe in the truth? Do it. I believe when I step out in traffic, I'll get run over and I may get hurt or killed to death or mayhem will happen. You don't see me walking in the traffic. I believe that if I step off the side of a building, I will plummet towards the earth. I won't float like a little paper bell up there or anything like that. Bad things are going to happen. I believe that. I really, really do. I'm very careful around the edge of the building. Because I do what I believe. Here's Paul doing the truth. He's the only writer in the New Testament, he uses it here in 1 John. He has the phrase, doing truth. I find it very curious. Remember, we worship thy name, truth. Yes, absolutely. He that doeth truth cometh from life, and his deeds may be manifest. They are wrought in God. I want God to see with his glory. Yes, they do. Also, and then one, reprove me when I'm wrong. Search me, know my heart, try me. You know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way of doing. Lead me in the everlasting way. I want him to, I want to go. I want to be there Saturday. Will it hurt? Wrestling hurts. but the outcome is always, then he puts me in this camera lock and tries to get me to cry. Oh, well, I feel sometimes I'm every bit as resourceful as Jacob. You know the story. Will he put my hip on his shoulder? If he did. Will I glimpse the rest of my life? If he did. I wanted to win. In our loss is a great victory when he advances his cause in our loss. But I've got to let it tell you something. I don't think you can self-diagnose. Now, examine yourself. Always. It's a good thing. But sometimes, I just think there's built-in places in our life we just can't do it. So we need friends, we need people, we need the Word of God. We need the Spirit of God to pour into our life and help us to see past those blind spots and get rid of them and do truth. Okay, verse 22, new stuff. After these things, that is how that in the Greek. Now we are familiar with that if you were in our Revelation study. Framework. It means after this. After these things. That's exactly what it means. And it puts for us the book of the Revelation in chronological order. Here it's the same thing. I think our friend, John is very, he likes this phrase. He uses it a lot in his writing. After these things, after the Nicodemus interview, the Nicodemite, time where he spent the Nicodemus, after these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he carried with them and baptized. How many disciples did he have at this time? We're not exactly sure. Are they the 12 yet? Don't know. I don't even think so. We know there's Andrew and John, probably John, there's Peter, there's Nathaniel, and Philip. And yeah, I collected a few more at this time. I don't know. Are all 12 yet? I don't know. So here he is with the boys, and they were baptizing. Wait a second! Jesus is baptizing? Well, not him, but his disciples. And we'll see that. And John also was baptized. So John's ministry isn't over. Jesus' ministry is starting. He's already turned to one point. He's fled the temple. He's done some amazing work thus far. We don't exactly know what they are, but they got the attention of the rabbis, the Sanhedrin, so much so the elite, the teaching class, the ruling class, they got their attention so much that they said Nicodemus, hey, we know you come from God, don't we can do the miracle he's doing it, that God be with him. Hey, you gotta be born again. That's where we're at. So he's starting his ministry. We don't exactly know where this lines up with the other gospels. But John isn't in prison yet. John is also baptized. John also was baptized in Aegon near to Salem. Because there was much water there. So they came and were baptized. John's still calling on people to repent. He's preparing the way of the Messiah. But John was not yet at the prison. Okay. This tells us, if you read between the lines a little bit, the methodology of baptism. Well, I was baptized in the Gethsemane. I would humbly to this view, you weren't, there was much water there. Why? Because that is the method of baptism. If you need some water, okay? Get loose in a puddle. If sprinkling works, why? I got a beverage here. holes for any good stuff, right? But poke a couple holes and drop those through and shake it all and get you off. I don't need much water. I need half a bottle of water, right? I did several congregations with it, but I didn't need a lot. And then baptize somebody in this, because it means to immerse. Just look at the size, look at your size, and just figure basic physics. That wouldn't work. I need a lot of water. So that's the method, okay? And it's really here, it seems to me very clear. And I've said before, when you're baptized, it's not a translation, it's a transliteration. Adam, what's that? They take this word and they kind of change it, Americanize it, Englishize it, to something that we can, baptizo, in the Greek means to immerse. That's all. And so, baptism by immersion. Is it really, really important? We have concluded, we have talked about this, it's not necessary for salvation. I wouldn't call it optional. I don't know how to say it. It doesn't make you a Christian. It shows the world you are. If you were if someone came in here this morning and they had a uniform on, an Air Force uniform, it doesn't make them in the Air Force. It just shows us that they are in the Air Force. I think that is the same thing. Publicly, I want everyone to know that I stand here, Jesus Christ. I have been baptized in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, in the name of the Holy Spirit. So, the baptism there is happening. Jesus and his disciples, John. John's not yet baptized. This is John's last testimony with the book of John. Remember, there's John baptizer John, and there's John, gospel writer, written well not the Jews. There arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. I can't tell you what that conversation is, but that's all we have. How about a little conjecture? Is anyone up for some conjecture? People come to John's disciples and what's this all about? What's this? What is this? They did purifying. Remember the purifying the water that Jesus turned into wine? They were in stone jars. And what? Used for purifying. Cleansing, in other words, okay? So now the question. Now we understand, you know, people take stuff to the altar and the temple and things are cleansed. Yeah, we get that. There are mikvahs, there are ritual baths that we cleanse when we come. You know, we walk across the Judean wilderness or dusty head to toe. We take a little ablution there, cleanse ourselves. We get all that stuff. What is this about? And by the way, you realize that Messiah guy, he's back, and his crowds are bigger than your crowds. You think that might be part of it? I don't know. My educated guess, okay? They came under John. John's got disciples at this point. Why? I never thought of this before. Why? Well, you know, when I was a little baby, my mom said, hey, follow John, and he shows up, and I just knew that it said that. Well, John said, behold, the Lamb of God. Andrew follows Jesus. And the other unnamed disciples, who I think is the author of this book, John, starts following Jesus. What are you doing here? Why are you hanging around here? Now, is this a career move? Because you hook yourself onto a rabbi called Gamaliel. Gamaliel's deaf boy, right? Called the apostle. And I'm a rising star in the community. You know who my rabbi is? Chief rabbi. Head guy. Nobody's smarter than Gamaliel. Now my stock is starting to rise. Okay, John's a new guy on the scene, kind of quirky, dresses like Elijah the prophet, he eats bugs and honey. He's got this wild hair, you know, he probably never, ever cut in his whole life. He's shouting repent, you know, with how do you walk his way in his beer? But the crowds are right there. And if I hook my, car to his horse that he's pulling, I think I can become, like a dry man, I can become very famous. Perhaps. Hey, that's the Lamb of God. This is who I'm saying. This is who I'm supposed to be announcing. The question is, why is he not following John? Now, John's wonderful, don't get me wrong. I'm not bad-mouthing John. It's just that his ministry is on the, as we'll see, is on the low end, and Jesus died and thrived. John fell, and he's still doing, because obviously God still keep going. When you're in prison, you won't be able to baptize anymore, and you're going to lose your head. And so, then it's what? They came unto John and said unto him, they had these questions about purifying, and obviously some beers in their bonnet about this. He that was with thee beyond Jordan, whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizer, and all men come to him. You know what's happening, John? And aren't you concerned about this? We're losing our crowd, and Jesus is getting all the crowd. We're not as popular as we once were, and he's getting more popular. You know, we really got to step up our game. You know what we need? We need a light show. We need somebody to come along and then play. That's what we need. You know, we need a popular machine. I think, you got early morning, we got a platform. Here's John, and John comes out, he's dressed all wild like he is. And, we really got to step up our game. We're losing all our clients, all our customers. Then we're being baptized by Jesus. And they were only up in arms about it. Churches do this. I hope God blesses the overflowing. Let me just say that. I hope God blesses the overflowing. Every church that uses the gospel. I suppose it's the time coming. In this crazy world we live in, it's getting crazy by the moment, where people are going to look to the heavens for the new church. Hope it's not the day after the rapture. Hopefully I have one more job before that. I might go to three services next Monday, then you'll go out and say, that's not what I like it. Things too big in a hurry. But I hope that every church preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ is still going for the people standing in the back. They have to go add another service. If they have to add another service, as there's growing. That's my husband. Jealousy? Well, we see that. Should we see that? I have to confess that sometimes I thought like, what's the deal? What's going on here? Why am I not a redheaded stepchild of how you travel past and what you know? That's a confession I'm not really comfortable doing. Why? Because those who compare themselves with themselves, let's unwind. I told you about that. Not applying scripture to my life situation. You remember when we were studying through the book of God? And I was saying, this is the Father Harry and the Father Blair, not Harry Hopper. At that time I said, I'm really, suffering from disillusionment. I feel like, sometimes growing up, I'm not looking at the right thing. I think God, he's drawing me my focus. We shouldn't be scared for here. Oh my God. My God. Take the word of God, we apply it to our lives. Don't learn about it. Walk away. Yeah, that was a wonderful teaching today. It just generally changed my heart, but yeah, that was good. This is yes. With the whom thou bearest witness. They got it. They were there when it happened. They understood it, but they didn't start following Jesus. And say baptizing all men come to him. And John, God bless John. He's one of my heroes of scripture. Old Testament, New Testament. I love John the Baptist. John answered said, a man can receive nothing except to be given him from above. Except to be given him from heaven. This is what God's given me. God's given me. Amen. Amen. Good. I'm good. Not always, but respectfully, not always. But, we try to build things ourselves. We just said, I'll build this. We try to build this. Built on fog machines and laser lights and silly, stupid stuff. Built on nothing. Really, it's just about religion. God's really church. Jesus really is church. And whatever, I'm good. Yeah, I think we all have to come to that point. I mean, I'm not inviting anyone next to this conference. I'm not inviting anyone to church. Resurrection Sunday. Why do you say that? I mean, you've got opportunity to go to the church. You feel God's calling you to do in your life. At the end of the day, he'll build it in the church anyway. If you want to close down for our man can receive nothing except to give him that. Try it out this week. Good day. You have a husband that's a jerk and not just an arrogant fool in the old things like that. Well, God gave him. Good. Wait a second. Don't put everything here. Mister, if you're an arrogant fool, stop it. Knock it off. Don't be that way. I remember talking to a Calvinist pastor friend. And he was talking about God's sovereignty, and inside the sovereignty of God, there's this tiny little wiggle room for you to, tiny little wiggle room. I sin like every day of my life in thought or word or I'm not quite what Christ wants me to be. Daily. Don't blame God. I got a real short fuse. Everyone's got to talk and walk around with like an angel. I can walk at any minute! But that's what God made me. That's how he made me. Listen, stop that. Stop that. Don't blame God. If there's anything you've ever saw in me that is godly, praise the holy name. The Holy Spirit of God did that. If anything you saw in me, you said, that needs some work. That's me. I'll own that. That's not God doing. Okay? Don't blame God for our not being where we're supposed to be. Why do you say that? To the first 30, but we'll get there and I don't want to step on my own point. Man can receive nothing except to be given him from above. He just sounds very much. He just said it. And I said, I'm not the Christ, but I am said before him. I'm not him. What are you hanging around with me for? Really, just to grab him? You want to be my right hand man? I'm going to jail. I'm going to get my head cut off. You really want to have, how far are you willing to go with me anyway? I'm not Christ, I said before him. I love that God knows who he is. He knew. Anyone? I think we all have to. Now, he that has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, who stands in the heritage, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom for him. This is my joy. This, my joy, therefore, is increased. It's fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He just told us a few things. One, he's not the bridegroom. You know that. He's told us something else. This is the only way I can make head or tail of and make sense out of. Jesus said, when he's eulogizing John, no greater man born of woman than John the Baptist. Without a pause, he goes on to say, he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than John. What? Wait, what? How do I even make sense of that? John just told me, I'm the friend of the bridegroom. In our parlance, the way you can say it, who is that man? I had a bride, as one day when she became my bride, and it was the best man involved with her. We ran off and got married and whatever I did before. I had most weddings with the best man and the world. And the bride. The difference between the best man and the bride. The groom never confuses them. Ever. When we're talking about Jesus Christ, it's a blessing to be the bride. Oh, there was a blessing in being the friend of the bridegroom. There was a blessing in being the best man. He's not a jerk. Oh, you wouldn't tell me, John the Baptist isn't a believer. Of course he is. Will he be there in the kingdom? Of course he will. He blasted the Old Testament prophet. He's done that. He's from a long line of rich tradition. A holy God. He's all about Jesus Christ. He's not the bride. You, on the other hand, me, on the other hand, we are here. God is enviable. I told you I wasn't, I'm not surprised. I was there before him. And it's good. He didn't have the bridegroom. That's Jesus. But the friend of the bridegroom, that's me, would stand in heritage. He rejoices greatly. It's a great day. I don't even think of that thing. It's a great day. When you hear the bridegroom voice, this is my gift, my joy, therefore, hey, I did my part. I'm going home here for quick. But I did my part. I read the race. I read it well. It does all these things. What a wonderful thing to do this. You must have more on the people. So back to me and my things don't wait as the Holy Spirit of God lives in my life and moves me more, sometimes wrestle, sometimes chastise, sometimes speak, sometimes, it's all good. But I become more and more like Christ. Why? All things work together for good for them, and what the world would call good and perfect. You in that life, only begin to know, begin to be investigated. How to begin it, but it's not. The good is measured by how much you can come in like Jesus. Jesus in the Holy Spirit of God working in you, making you more like Jesus, so that look like the Holy Spirit. You see in love. So if you are, well, you should know what I was before. If there's a before and after, you say, wow, that's how we thought. Here I am now, and we didn't see the before picture. Joy, who's faster that person? I don't know. Oh, God, he's number why I do those talking is that it's not that I change my podcast. Is it that, you know, he wants to do that. Again, he's the king, he's the sovereign, we'll let him do what he wants.
I don't know, I just want that, I don't want that.
And when he put it before me, I figured, yeah, I want people to examine my life under a microscope. I right now, you know, don't worship this guy, just, I know he's got feet of clay. And I always realize, you'll idolize me today, you'll be denied to you tomorrow. It's given. I'm not right.
Yeah.
You know, I want like millions of people. Oh, you know, he didn't say that quite right. He even, you know, I don't understand what he is for. This one was saying with the Bible. He said, you want to make a difference in many lives? I want to decrease. I don't just be interested. I want to increase. I want to decrease. I want to increase the ministry in life and the regard, the relationship, in every venue, every area, every aspect. This is a wonderful word. He that cometh from above is not all. He that is of the earth is earth. The creatures of the earth, he that cometh from heaven is not all. The one he has seen and heard, and he testifies. And no man receiveth his testimony. But you got it. He that hath received his testimony has set in his field. That God is true. Before I am bothered. Verse 10, Jesus answered and said, not thou, master, this is okay. You don't know these things? Are you kidding me right now? I'm telling you, verily, verily, I'm telling you. We speak that we do know it, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. Who's our? Who's you? I think he's talking about the divine life. That's what I do. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, now just think about your sin. He that cometh from above is above all. And he that is in earth is earthly. He speaketh as the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, and that is testified. And no man receiveth his testimony. I've told you earthly things if you believe not. How shall you believe? Verse 12, I tell you heavenly. No man has ascended up to heaven. You've never gone up there. But I've come down from heaven. I got a few things to say about the place. Oh yeah, the place that I constructed, and you want to get there? Because we're eternal beings, and you're going to be still not in eternity? Let me tell you what I know about this place that I constructed, that I'm the gatekeeper of, that I can tell you how to get in and how to get out. Now, other people have their ideas, but what is John telling us here? Their earthly idea in verse 31, and speaketh of the earth. These are your friends who say, like my boss I was talking about last week, I believe good people go to heaven, I believe bad people go to hell. That's so earthly. I'm not saying it's not popular. So many people think that. That's so earthly. Now Jesus comes, the Creator, comes into the world. That's John chapter 1. He gives testimony about the afterlife, about the eternal life, about gaining entrance into the kingdom. Well, I know better than Jesus. Please, don't tell me you just said that. Please don't tell me to say that. The Creator, the Sovereign, the Savior, this is his testimony. Now John, God bless him, still testifying. You know, he came from above. And he's above all. Will you please receive my testimony, John says, and his disciples, and to us. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly. If I called you earthly, would I be complimenting you? John's not complimenting you. It's like, remember, whatever's born of the flesh is flesh. Whatever's born of the spirit is spirit. It's not complimenting you. Flesh, size. That sounds fleshy. As you would pronounce it, it's S-A-R-X, but it's not really written in Greek. But that's question. Now, he is born of the Spirit, new one, within, you know, Spirit. I'm not religious, I'm just spiritual. You mean you're interested in spiritual things? You're not spiritual if you're born of the Spirit. Otherwise, you're still earthly. Jesus thinks so. John the Baptist grieved Jesus. Father, I agree with you. He that cometh from above is from all, he that is of the earth is earth, and speaketh of the earth. He that comes from heaven is from all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifies. He's telling us what we need to know. He came from the Father, he's telling us. By the way, what is the Father like? You look at the life of Jesus Christ. Everything you need to know about the Father. Chapter 4, the woman at the well. With all the different husbands she had. Lukewarm gal, wouldn't you say? Jesus doesn't see that. He sees a woman who needs salvation and he ministers unto her. I love that. think of that. Okay, what's my time? What is God calling you to? What is faithfulness look like? What is the right thing? There you go. The Father loves the Son and has given him all things in his name. What? What's about a pure heart? Great guilt to God, right? What's about a oh, what's about a beast? They shall be very dear. What are you about? What do you mean? They shall be very dear. Go ahead, Lord God. Well, yeah, so he's come to death. He's a bit over there. We'll come back for him. And, those of course, try to get through the tribulation, come and make it, which he can go to judgment later. So, how do you get the vernacular form of not going to resurrect the whole heaven? Right? You go to heaven. What? Hold on. Every day and every time in your secret. And you're struggling to make it meet. No, that's silly. That's ridiculous. How can you have a whole lot of that? Say, well, Satan said, what is the temptation to be? The earth is mine. I'll give you whatever I want. You find out where to now. All the things I'll give you to do. I would be teaching for it. It would be a temptation to be for in strength, out of it, to worship God, to worship God, to worship God. By the way, if you have a city, yes, on the side. Now you say, it doesn't look like you're running, John. I'm looking at some stuff happening up there. So he's taking possession of the earth yet. By the way, after the right hand control, after the right hand begins to fill the globe, you're about to that move, coming through, okay? He is everything. He is very generous. And you're going to inherit all things. Father loves the Son, he is all things in his hand. Now, verse 36. He's talking to his disciples, and he uses the verse that he would associate with salvation. Why? I think they're not believers. I don't think they're born again, as we would say. I think they're still a flesh to them. I think if they were the real believers, they'd be followers. I think that's my hypothesis. Go ahead and tell me why I'm wrong. I was talking this whole time to this guy who came to him about this, hey, about this guy over there. He's baptizing more than we are. He has believed on the Son, has everlasting life doesn't happen when you die. It happens when you go to sleep. There. The voice of the Lord, I'm not behind. He created on the earth, right now, right here, today, right now, everlasting. He that believeth not, will not be crushed. I don't know if you heard. Listen, I don't, one, I don't believe that. How good is good? She was saying, believe on the Son. In fact, like John 3:16, Jesus said, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 50, whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Is it believe or behave? Or it's foolish? You know that. God knows the truth, and he's bearing witness. The mountain is to be witnesses in his words. He that believes on the Son has everlasting life. He that believes not the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God abides on him. And why do you have to do this? You know, the first thing that's been said. So I'm going to end the Bible study on a real downer. Wrath of God. Well, I don't believe it. I don't believe that Jesus does that. I don't believe. I absolutely don't. Right? It's not neutral, is it? I'm not a mean character. I'm not a... People, you know, are trying to call it hellfire terms. I'm not hellfire terms for God. Very joyous. Yeah, listen, God. I don't know what you're doing with me. I don't know why you're following. I don't know why you care. That Jesus is drawing a big cross. I don't know what the motive is here. I can't read your heart. I can't read your mind. But I see what your activities are. You know, you gotta follow him. You gotta believe in him. Everlasting life. Oh, you don't want to believe in Jesus? That's what I'm thinking for. Bring the wrath of God. Oh, listen. When you see God's wrath on your life, you know, we go through it, sometimes we read them, and it's like, oh, I get tickets, I get tickets, what do you do? What do you do? So, look around, but I'll get it. Yeah. Ooh, the character is there, that will make it. It made it so easy to believe in God. Now you can try to bother up the other stuff. I guess the class is called a big week for the first thing that I love about you. Took the cookie from the bottom of the other. You can think it's God. You can be severely intellectually compromised by some. Not saying like that. Saying like, you don't have to be like a genius. You don't have to go to Bible college. You don't have to have a degree in theology. Or anything like that. You need 57-year-olds in the Bible college. Because that's the simplicity of God. He made it that way. So nobody can say, oh, geez, I didn't understand. He made it too hard. He made it too difficult. Believe Jesus. Have peace, Savior. Heaven, joy, peace. Falls with life, then you might have life in the other. This is a fall. Oh, no, Jesus, no, Here's the good news. You want to come up and pray with me afterwards? I'm right here. I didn't go anywhere. You want it in the privacy of your own soul, like I did. This is valid, okay? Lord Jesus, save me. I put my trust, put my confidence in you and you alone. You want to do that? Have that. Either way. And then we say no to him. You did good at it. That should be very worthy. Father, thank you for the word. You know, we don't get verses, we don't get chapters, we don't get it. You don't look at the end of it, you look at the people just plain and simple scriptures. And Lord, you can move in our hearts with us. Help us, Lord. We sacrificially want to decrease as the Lord Jesus increased. I think that's the prayer of many of you today. Okay. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. the Lord, because it's time to be upon you and give you peace. Amen.